You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to EMG Radio, episode number 42. I'm your host, Randy, and as I always say, we have a huge show for you today. Eventually, I should probably retire that verbal crutch, that fallback intro. But this episode, it's never been truer. EMG Radio began as the official podcast of the Electronic Musicians Group, and it still is. We're here to showcase electronic music from independent electronic artists and producers. It all spiraled out of the Electronic Musicians Group Facebook group. We have a page. We put out compilation albums, 9 so far. But we are, as you know, if you've listened to the last episode, reaching outside of the original Facebook group, reaching out to other groups, to other artists, pulling in more fine-ass electronic music. Fine-ass music. So, coming up, just after I stop rambling, we've got a lot of artists that have never been played on the EMG Radio podcast before. We've got new projects from artists that you should be very familiar with. And I can tell you this much, it's going to get real synthy. Real synthy tonight. Which brings me to the first track. Let's get right to it. This track, this is an awesome song, and I love the intro to this track. In fact, the intro will give you the artist's name. Normally I wouldn't hold off on something like that, but I'll just let the intro do it. I will tell you the song is called Future Badass. After the track, I'll be back to let you know where you can find more by this artist.
In the year 2517, criminals thought they had it pretty easy until they ran into a futuristic badass. He is Galactic Cop.
That was Future Badass by Galacticop. You can get that track at galacticop.com. It's GALACTICOP.com. Man, that track is awesome. That's right up my alley. Super cool sound. I'm a sucker for that 80s sci-fi theme. So cool. And then at the end where it kind of like strips down to that really wicked, grungy bass and the beat, it gets me. But that's by Galacticop. Check that out. Go to his page. You can get that track at a name your price download type, price model, whatever they call it. Name your price, you can get it. And up next is another song that hooked me the moment I heard it. This is a song by an artist called Nightlight. That's NITELIGHT, Nightlight. You can check out more music by Nightlight at soundcloud.com/nightlight-band. This song is called Blue Moon. That was Blue Moon by Nightlight. And Nightlight just released a new EP called The Fall of Kepler. You can check that out on their SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/nightlight-band. Real quick, I want to apologize beforehand. I should just open the show with this. Fuck that. This is a huge episode business. I'm just going to open the show every episode with, I apologize beforehand for screwing up everyone's names, the names of everyone's songs, and the names of everyone's albums, because it's going to happen. But so long as I can spell out some links for you so that you, listener, can go find this awesome music, I think we're good. And what reminded me of that is, up next we have Demi K. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Now that I think about it, I've never heard anybody say it out loud, but it's Demi K. You can download this track via SoundCloud. It's called Everything Works in the End. It was produced for Mental Health Awareness Week in 2015, and it's free for everyone. Demi K hopes you enjoy it. SoundCloud.com/DIMI-KAYE is his profile, and you can find this track there. Enjoy Everything Works in the End. That was Everything Works in the End by Demi K. You can get that and, you know, check out all of his other music at soundcloud.com/DIMI-KAYE. In my mind, it looks like Demi K, so that's what I've been saying. By now, you're surely sensing a theme here. Everything's a very, retro-inspired synthy music. If that's not your jam, fret not, because we've got some other stuff coming up. But this episode, before recording this episode, I reached out to the Synthwave Producers Group, which is like kind of a linchpin in the online Synthwave community. So many fantastic producers there, and I knew I wanted to reach out to them. I kind of put it off a little bit because I knew as soon as I did, if they were interested in having their music appear on the show, that it would very quickly become a Synthwave episode, which, for me, I mean, shit, I make music as super science. I'm into it. So we're just going to keep riding that wave, no pun intended. Wait, I take that back. Pun fully intended, because the next track is called Ozone Surfing. And this track is by an artist who's been around under different names ever since the 80s. To me, it looks like it should be pronounced Democles, but I could be wrong. It's Damokles. This is from the 14-track album of the same title, Ozone Surfing, which was released on January 5th. And if you go to their website, which is ozonesurfing.com, you can also check out a video for the track. Let's take a listen to it. And that was a ridiculously fun track called Ozone Surfing by Democles. I apologize if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. I probably am. Go to ozonesurfing.com to check out more music, and I have some information. Like I said before, Democles has been around working as an artist under different names since the 80s, and somehow his music always tends to gravitate back towards synth pop in different ways. And he says today his music is defined primarily as synthwave and REDM, retro electronic dance music. Up next is someone you've in a roundabout way heard on the show. If you listen to episode 40, you would have heard the Warhorses remix of my track, Night Chill. And if you didn't listen to episode 40, after you listen to this episode, jump back and check that one out. Anyway, he did amazing work on that. He added vocals. I was always so thrilled with that. And we have some authentic Warhorse music for you here. This is the Warhorse with a track called Do Work, featuring Pigeon John and Chris Henry. And this track is off an upcoming album, Chubbs, or C-H-U-B-S. Yeah, it's capitalized. It very much makes me think of Chud. Anyway, Chud, if you've seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. It'll be on the upcoming album, Chubbs, which will be available on vinyl, cassette, and computers sometime later this year. Also, he has an upcoming live show in Los Angeles on February 21st at Amplify. So if you're in the area and you dig this, and I guarantee you will, check him out at Amplify, February 21st in Los Angeles. This is the Warhorse with Do Work featuring Pigeon John and Chris Henry.
Nothing renting, I'm independent and set loose. Hop out like I own it, there's no opponent, the only one anointed. And just poignant enough to be truth. No question, I'm the next man to step in the fourth batter up Babe Ruth. He knocks it out again. We flossy, 87 at the Roxy. Call me Chachi with my Joni in the backseat.
Work all day, play all night. I know what you really like.
Call me Chachi with my Joni in the backseat.
Work all day.
A shotgun, a caddy, and a vodka to pour slow. And I did so in a Pendleton coat until I hit a brick wall, had to let it go. Now I'm flying high and dry like the Goodyear. Feel at home, ain't nothing but the hood here. Tonight we gon' disappear, then wait 5 years, then come back brand new like Billy Shears.
Work all day, play all night. I know what you really like. Work all day.
I'm finna pro. Before we got ratted on and had to go, I'm about to party for days long than do a show. My arms are tatted on, I'm Billy Joe. Told my uptown girl, you better jump aboard. Ditch your uptown world, girl, and explore. We got nothing to lose, we got no excuse. So turn it up to 11 and let me hear you.
Work all day.
That was Do Work, featuring Pigeon John and Chris Henry by The Warhorse. Don't forget to check out The Warhorse at facebook.com/IamTheWarhorse and at an upcoming live show in Los Angeles, February 21st at Amplify. Now we're going to jump ship a little bit. We're going to ride that hip-hop influence off of the last track right into this new track. And this is the song I teased earlier, and which is a new project, but it's somebody who's very familiar to you if you listen to EMG Radio at all. This is the new project by Drazen Rodriguez. That's right, Ezra Yates, who has probably had more songs on this podcast than anyone. No probably about it. Guaranteed. Well, he's got a new project, an instrumental hip-hop project by the title of Seven Blank Spirals. And he released a full-length album available at sevenblankspirals.bandcamp.com. And we're going to listen to a track off of that called Whisperer of Dementia by Seven Blank Spirals. That was Whisperer of Dementia by Seven Blank Spirals. That's Drazen Rodriguez's new instrumental hip-hop project. It's very cool. He definitely retains kind of that mysterious sound that he played around with so much with Ezra Yates, but it's cool to hear him come at it at a different angle, attack a different genre. And also the instrumental hip-hop sound on its own, mixed with his unique sensibilities, I guess, in the way he likes to craft soundscapes and the tones he likes, comes together in a very interesting package. It's a very cool album. You can get that at sevenblankspirals.bandcamp.com. Definitely check that out. Now, before we launch into the final song of this episode, that's right, the end of the show is coming up. But before we do that, I want to thank everyone who submitted music to be played on the show tonight. All the music that we play on EMG Radio is played with their permission, of course. It is submitted directly to us from the artists, from the musicians and the producers that that you hear on the show. So again, thank you to everybody that submitted music to the show tonight. And even as I record this, there are more tracks flowing in. Anything that doesn't get played tonight will be played next episode, which will be up in 2 weeks. That's February 23rd. And you know what? Since I was looking at the calendar, that got me thinking. On February 14th, you know, that holiday. Like, I really have beef with that holiday. I'm not one of those people. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway, I digress. I was looking at the calendar, and February 14th marks the 4-year anniversary, or birthday? We'll say anniversary, of the first electronic musicians group compilation album. That's right. 4 years ago, we released EMG 1.0. So on this Valentine's Day, while you're kicking it alone or with your significant other, why not throw in the super sexy sounds of EMG 1.0? And it all holds up, you know, except for maybe that Control Destroy track. That track might be whack. I don't know. Anyway, there's a bunch of compilation albums out there. It's just been a while since I pimped it. Maybe it hasn't. Maybe I've already pimped it in this episode. That seems a little shady. But you know what? They're all free. They cost you nothing, and we make nothing from them. So a little pointless self-promotion for the group there. Before we move on, which we're doing right now. And so our final track is going to be by an artist that I played last episode as well. The track is called La Muerta Liberal. The artist is Shadows of Life, and really I went with this track because I really love the thick synth tones of this track, and I figured it would be a nice wind down track for the end of the show. You can find more Shadows of Life at soundcloud.com/shadowsoflife and shadowsoflife.bandcamp.com, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. Just throw Shadows of Life 0 at the end of the URL. I also want to congratulate Shadows of Life because I noticed recently that he signed on with Wet New. That's We Are the New Underground. Or you may have seen them on Twitter, hashtag WEATNU. He signed on with them as a label, so congratulations to him. I'm personally looking forward to hearing what he releases through Wet New. A little about this track, La Muerta Liberal is translated as Death Releases, and Shadows of Life says it's about the final throes of death. The agony and the uncertainty, the remorse and the pain, the hope that turns to fear as everything slips away, and then it begins to rain. So I figured, what better way to end this episode? This is La Muerta Liberal by Shadows of Life. Thank you. That was La Muerta Liberal by Shadows of Life. Check out more Shadows of Life at soundcloud.com/shadowsoflife, shadowsoflife.bandcamp.com, or throw Shadows of Life Zero at the end of facebook.com or twitter.com. And that's it for this episode of EMG Radio. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank all the artists for submitting music so that we had something for listeners to listen to. And I'm glad to be back doing EMG Radio. I'm glad that we decided to bring the podcast back because it's been getting a really nice response. And I'm looking forward to branching out to more artists, doing some more interviews like last episode with Avant Lust. I've even got some requests for people to join in on the fun and co-host the show with me. So I'm looking forward to that as well. I've been your host, Randy, also known as Super Science. You can follow me on Twitter at Randall Sylvie or at Super Science 80s. Check out the Electronic Musicians Group on Twitter at EMG Artists and Facebook at facebook.com/Electronic Musicians Group. Thank you for listening to EMG Radio. EMG Radio is an electronic media collective production for the Electronic Musicians Group. It is a license under Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, no derivatives, 3.0, unported license. All music contained within the EMG Radio podcast is the property of the respective owner, subject to the respective copyrights and/or licensing, and used here with permission. For more EMG Radio, visit EMGRadio.com and check out more Electronic Musicians Group. Go to facebook.com/Electronic Musicians Group or hit us up on Twitter at twitter.com/EMGArtists. And this episode is gonna blow your fucking mind.